right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
how you doing?
All right, let's do it.
Go. So, welcome to Joe Biz Cool Movie Trivia.
Fucking hate that.
I am Joe Spiegel, and sitting across from me is...
You actually used your real name.
Well, I got no other name, so that's what I'm using.
You like Joey Fingers, Joey Kangaroo.
Fuckface McFucky, how about that?
Fuckface McFucky, Joe Biz Cool Movie Trivia. Fucking annoys me.
All right, so this week we're doing... Army of Darkness, starring Bruce Campbell, directed by Sam Raimi, is the third in the Evil Dead trilogy.
You sound so excited.
I am. I'm enthusiastic to be
here. I'm enthusiastic about the whole thing.
I'm totally here to do it.
You're fucking crazy.
So, you know, without any further ado, let's get right into it.
Further ado.
So, number 10.
Whatever. 10.
Bill Moseley, who plays the Deadeye Captain. And Patricia Tallman, who plays the possessed witch, star together in Tom Savini's Night of the Living Dead as Johnny and Barbara. It's the 1991, not the old 1967 one. You know, the one with the Tony.
I'm so excited for you when you talk like that.
With the Tony.
It's like
Todd.
Tom Savini's Night of the Living Dead as Johnny and Barbara. Tom Savini.
Yeah, I love that part when Johnny goes, "They're coming to get you, Barbara."
They're coming to get you.
Yeah, I sound just like him.
Ha ha. They're coming to bring me away. Ha ha.
All right, so number nine.
Nine.
Originally, there was only meant to be one creature in the pit. Sam Raimi was convinced to add the second, dubbed the Pit Bitch. By its creators after being scared by it one day.
After being scared. Scared.
Yeah.
Scared. Skirt.
I'd be scared of a pit bitch too.
Yeah, well, you know, we've all had them.
Number eight. M. Beth Davids had such a rough time shooting the fight scenes, filming at night, and wearing heavy prosthetics that she contemplated quitting acting.
I mean, if you get that far into the fucking movie, just stick with it.
Yeah, you
whiny bitch.
What, you a fucking pussy? I just don't understand. You know, you got to commit to the role. You know, Jim Carrey, I mean, look, he made $20 million, but, you know, he had to endure those contact lenses when he played the Grinch. You know, he committed to it. You know, it's either you do or you don't. Either step in or step the fuck out.
Yeah, step up, fucker.
All right, so number seven.
Seven.
Bridget Fonda as Linda.
Yeah, we all fucking knew that. At the end of the movie, she's standing there and wants Ashley's wiener.
Yeah.
Wow. He wants to give her the old chubberoo.
Yeah, does she say, want to fuck?
Yeah, that's what she says, want
to
fuck.
And then it cuts to, you know, 73 seconds later, and then he's humping over the kitchen counter.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's not fighting some fucking wicked-looking bitch.
Oh, wait, sorry, I was thinking of Jackie Brown.
Yeah, stupid.
It's got Bobby D in it. All right, so number six.
Six.
As the defeated Deadites are retreating, one skeleton says, "Let's get the hell out of here," with a Swedish accent.
Should have said something like, "Not let's get the hell out of here." I can't think of anything funnier than that.
I just, what the fuck are we talking about here?
It would have been better if he said, "Let's go fuck up their day."
You're a funny little goober there. All right, so number five. When dubbed in French, Evil Ash is singing Unchatter.
Yeah, that's what he's singing. Unchatter Saint de Carcon.
De Carcon. Which means a singing saint boy. The French for little goody two shoes is petit cadeau ducks.
Yeah, ducks.
Chasseurs.
Yeah, petit cadeau duck chasseurs. Duck chasseurs. Duck chauffeur.
Those fucking
It would have been better if you just said petit Cadbury duck chauffeur.
You should write stories.
You should learn how to be funny.
You should learn how to suck my dick.
Unchanter Saint de Carcon.
Hey, why don't we move on before I can cock you up the fucking head?
Cock me up the head?
Yeah.
Whatever. Go.
Number four.
Whatever.
you step on that line. The original script was 43 pages.
43 pages of fucking brilliance.
Fuck yeah. Wow. Number three.
Whatever. Three.
S-Mart. Is a chain of grocery stores in Mexico.
It's not only in Mexico. It's a chain of grocery stores in Stockton, California.
Oh, man.
Shop smart. Shop S-Mart.
Fucking Stockton. Number two.
Whatever.
Man.
Just fucking say it. Go. I don't need to repeat you.
You're just a fucking schmuck.
You are. You're fucking wicked stupid.
Bruce Campbell said that in order to make it appear that the chainsaw was always running, tobacco smoke was pumped through a tube that was slid up his right pant leg, up his shirt, and into the chainsaw.
Pretty fucking effective, if you ask me.
Wasn't that one on another podcast?
Yeah, you know, somewhere.
Was it like repetition?
I think it was on the last one.
Like kind of like chainsawed into your head?
Yeah, you know, because you like to repeat yourself.
May I got the Tourette's.
No. You just like to repeat yourself.
Nah, you got the flappy mouth.
I got a flappy mouth.
Yeah, right now, flap, flap, flap.
Whatever. Fuck, go.
Number one.
Uh-huh. Uno.
Thank God it's all come down to this. I mean, fuck, what are we going to do afterwards? Get a beer? Marcus Gilbert was ill with food poisoning when filming one of the major fight scenes.
Whoever the fuck Marcus Gilbert is.
On the posters released for the movie, music credit goes to Joseph LaDuca. But it's misspelled as Joe Doluca. Man.
Spelt your name wrong, stupid.
Wow, this is the funnest trivia I ever done. Ever did.
Ever. I mean, fucking done.
I mean, look at all this good stuff in the extras. We didn't do none of that shit. No, instead we read stupid shit like 43 pages. And
they should have. You should have fucking put this one in.
And Bridget Fonda's tits.
Because it would have been much better if they just filmed the entire fucking thing falling into a quarry. During filming of the Oldsmobile Delta falling out of the sky, it was shot twice. During the first attempt, the 25-ton crane lifting the car failed due to mechanical problems and toppled over the edge of a cliff at the quarry location where filming was taking place. That would have been fucking better.
Yeah, but then
what happened to the old 88, though?
It would have taken longer to read, though.
Well, yeah, because you take forever.
Well, you know.
Because, you know, you fucking got that turtle syndrome going on.
Well, you know, my phonics ain't up to, you know, code lately.
My phonics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phonics.
Hooked on it.
All right, so.
Spinach chin.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The skeletons do a classic routine. Ash calls Wiseman Joe Spinach Chin, a line from Malice in the Palace, which is the Three Stooges.
That sounds like a fucking waste of time, too.
Don Campbell, Charlie Campbell, father and brother of Bruce Campbell.
Keep reading on and on like a fucking, like a yapping
bear. Well, you're a fucking yappy flappy yourself. Yeah, all you do is just fucking, you extend the podcast 99% of the time.
It's like you're just like a fucking, like a dummy.
I'm a dummy.
With some assholes.
Okay, fucking, you.
Like with some asshole's arm shut up your ass.
Uh-huh. Mr. Marionette over there.
Yeah.
Nice haircut.
You got a fucking problem with my flatty?
Yeah, fucking Brillo pad.
Fuck you.
I bet you could fucking.
Come on, bring it, big boy.
I'm trying to.
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
And yours.
That's okay. She needs a little attention.
I bet you can fucking get rid of
sometimes
that
she
non-stick
likes to slum it.
Bullshit that's on pans with your fucking Brillo pad head.
Do I look like a fucking mooly to you?
No, I just said you you can fucking...
Hey, don't lose character. Stay in that shit. Come on, if you're going to bring it, you bring it hardcore. What, you fucking can't handle it? Come on, what do you got?
All I can think of is that you look like one of those brushes.
Like what?
Like a fucking washing brush for the dishwasher.
Like on those ShamWow commercials?
No, like a fucking brush. Like, you know, the brushes that they use for toilets?
Like with the Billy Mays?
No, the brushes for the toilets.
Are you saying I'm only good enough to clean up a shitty
toilet? You look like a toilet brush. Your hair looks like a toilet brush.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, sit down. That's why I said it.
How about I shove my head up your ass and clean the inside of that out?
It's still the same thing. You're still cleaning the shitter.
Oh, yeah. But at least this one's more productive.
What?
Well, hey, it might help remove the stick out of your ass, too.
What's... What?
You got so much wood up your ass, you bark.
I have no fucking response to that.
And yet you just did.
I still have no response.
I think you need to...
That wasn't a response. That was a fucking rhetorical statement.
I don't give a shit. You need to move on with your life.
What?
Quit fucking up with me. Make better decisions.
Make better decisions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, why are you on this microphone fucking with me?
I need to make better decisions
with
my life.
Go out and read a book.
Okay.
What? You don't like reading?
How many fucking books have you read in your lifetime? Four?
I've read at least four and a half.
Four and a half.
Yeah. See, you're always trying to undercut me.
Have you fucking seen my library?
Yeah. That doesn't mean you read it.
It's just, there's like a part of it right there.
Yeah, you just walk around bragging, I got a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I spent money.
I brag. You I'm like a braggart.
You like me because I read?
Yes. Because yeah. I'm smarter than you.
Smart?
Smarter.
You're smarter than me?
Yes, I is.
What the fuck? We live like 20 miles away from each other and you fucking talk like that. You make no
I
fucking
sense.
I
can't help it if fucking I talk with English.
With English?
Yeah.
You and your fucking tea party.
Really, my tea party.
Yeah, tea party okay. voice.
What do you? What have you contributed to the fucking, to America?
Hey.
That's right, nothing.
Hey, we took a whole island off the Indians' hands.
Yeah, you gave them fucking plague blankets.
The fuck did you do?
Yeah, we didn't give them plague blankets and booze. Hey, Mr. Indian, how would you like some fucking fire water and some plague blanket? Have a nice day.
But they gave us tobacco.
Great.
It's like an even trade.
Uh-huh. They gave us tobacco.
We were northerners. We weren't mean.
We weren't mean?
No.
Did you just say that?
That was the South.
Uh-huh. The South came up from nowhere.
That was the
and
confeds.
Attacked the Indians and gave them plague blankets and fire water. Make them all drunk, fucking diseased people.
See, if you read one of your fucking books on the shelf there, you know that wasn't true.
That's right. Just fucking magical Southern people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Not Christopher Columbus or any of his fucking ilk or descendants. They fucking landed on Plymouth Rock and then swept fucking from east to west and destroyed everything about the fucking Native Indian culture. They didn't do anything about that. No. It was all the fucking weirdo Southerners.
You know what
these
I hate about
inbred
you fucking chouds?
White guys running around Kentucky, the Hatfields and McCoys. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
You fucking chouds, man. You're up here with us, man, but you what you are, you're sympathizers. You're sympathizers.
You're a fucking Northerner too. Shut up.
And you're fucking enablers. That's right.
Enable us.
Oh, yeah. We're just going to sit here and watch our fucking Red Sox and then let the Indians die.
That's a fucking stupid argument.
Nah.
It's fucking stupid.
You guys are fucking cowards.
You are. You're a fucking Yankees fan. Yankees, Mets, the Giants, the Jets. They all suck. The Buffalo suck Bills. The new suck Yankees.
We got a fucking dynasty.
Uh-huh. Where?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Where? Where's your dynasty?
Hey. I didn't see the two towers come down to hear some bullshit from some Boston beanpad motherfucker.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you didn't see them.
Yeah.
Were you there?
I was there.
No, you weren't.
In the words of Peter Griffin.
You were fucking 3,000 miles left of them.
I was there.
You were 3,000 miles left. You just keep flapping your gums. Flappy gums.
These gums don't
flappy,
flap.
Flappy.
They speak freedom.
We gotta go. We gotta stop this shit.
You are a fucking asshole. We're gonna end this. Go fuck yourself.
Na 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 na. Up your butt.
Fuck me.
Good show. Jolly good show. Jolly good show indeed.
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
Please share the podcast. The more people that listen, the better off we are. Thanks again.
For more great podcasts and my movie reviews, don't forget to visit www.acoupleofaverageshows.com.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.